April the 7th, 2020. I saw my grandmother's body failing, giving up, dying. She died the only way she could die, slowly, gradually. And that is how I am going to die myself. Maybe. Who knows? I am going to die in a place where it is hard to die, and even harder to live. After several visits to the hospital, where her death had been announced each time, she spent her last years in a nursing home. I went to see her during my visits to Paris, and I always had a camera with me. It is a beautiful memory. I hate it. I was not always filming, but the presence of the camera was helping me to endure these visits. My eyes still contains the memory of those visits, the imprint of the last moments of her life. Most often my grandmother slept, in a restless sleep, with a heavy body, which made her take strange positions. Sometimes she would take off her clothes and lie down on the floor. I especially remember her head on her stomach, her twisted hands, her inert legs. Her dreams made her frown and open her mouth. Many noises came out of her body. I stood there, waiting for her to wake up, and most of the time I filmed. The images I accumulated are stored in a hard drive, and I never showed them. I don't watch them either. They are almost impossible to watch. They are on the edge of being bearable.